Imagine a house on the muddy bank of a running river. The steep exposed bank of this river is slowly eroding. You can see pieces and chunks of the bank falling away, the edge of the bank edging ever closer and closer to the house. With each of life's rainstorms, the foundation is slowly washed away until this structure that is your life collapses into the river. Now imagine a tall lighthouse, a lighthouse built on the top of a steep, solid rock face, a rock face that stands steadfast against the battering winds and waves of life. What is the foundation your life is built upon? Welcome to the Next Step series of podcasts based on the book, The Next Step, The Search for Meaning by Christian Couch. Welcome to The Foundation. We have created a very superficial existence, existing on the surface instead of living deeper, more thoughtful, and fulfilling lives. Human beings have wrapped their identities around ideologies, belief systems, religions, and gods. They will create their identities around almost anything, what they do, what they used to do, what they wear, where they live, what they drive, how much money they make, the sports they do, the sports they watch, etc., etc. These belief systems become the lens through which they see their world. It defines who they are. It defines their existence. It defines what they believe is the truth. What is the lens through which you create your existence? We are so consumed by and addicted to the stimuli and noise of the surrounding physical world that we are oblivious to the reality and power of thought that lies within. We have completely lost touch with even the concept of the self. The faster our world seems to spin out of control, the tighter we seem to hold on to those beliefs and objects that make us feel secure. The more frantic we become looking for some answer. What we keep missing is that the answer, the security that we seek, has always been within us. Fear, ignorance, ego, and insecurity are all symptoms of our inherent lack of self. This is what defines the existence of humans on this planet. If your life is built on beliefs that have no basis in truth or reality, if your life is built on bad decisions, if your life is built on a lack of confidence in yourself, then what kind of life do you think you will have? What kind of foundation is your life built upon? So how do we change the direction we are heading? How do we get back to the right path? Back to each other, back to the self. We start with thought. Thought is the fabric of who we are. Our existence, our consciousness, our spirit. Thought is the foundation upon which our lives is built. The only thing that is real, the only thing that actually exists, the only thing that you can truly count on is the self. It is the only thing that is not written by man. The human species is an inherently insecure species. That is why, since the dawn of our existence, we have created belief systems to hold on to. We hold on to these beliefs because we lack the confidence in ourselves to believe in ourselves. Is your identity and life wrapped around belief systems created by man? Or is it rooted in a faith and belief in the self? So how do we take all of the pieces of our life and start to build a solid foundation upon which we can live? we start by adopting a life practice. This practice is a philosophy. It is a philosophy that is practiced every moment of every day. The more you practice this philosophy, the more you will come to trust that it actually works, that it will help build a better life. The practice will help you build a sound foundation. Number one, be open to all of life's possibilities. There are no good things or bad things. There are just things that happen. Make the best of whatever happens. Make better, thoughtful decisions. Listen to your inner feeling, your inner compass. Stop and think about your world. Do not react to it. Take responsibility for you and your actions. Always keep looking ahead. There is nothing you can do about the past. Have faith and belief in yourself, and make thought the foundation of your life. Imagine a sea of possibilities, waves softly curled, collapsing on the shores of intent. Did you know that anything is possible in this world? Woven strands of thought in fields of which they are laid, is this the fabric from which all is made? Let me tell you that what you seek is actually very near. Stand quietly and listen. It's the question you ask, not the answer that you hear. Trust your inner compass to guide you through the night. How do you stand firm if you do not listen to what you feel is right? Do not close your mind, for there is no place to hide. Explore the world of thought and step to the other side. Your path is illuminated from a place where true faith and belief begin to rise. Did I just see the reflection of me in my own eyes? Pillars of the self that drive deep into the bedrock of thought stand firm against the crumbling beliefs into which we have bought. When we search out the truth that lies lost in the silt, thought is the foundation upon which our lives are built. A sound foundation is built on faith and belief in the self. What is the foundation of your life?